Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Sudeman of Stone X. Arlen, as we get into a new week, we've had a weekend to digest the WASDE report for September. We look at a market trade that's trying to work higher here on this Monday. What are your thoughts with Monday's action so far?
Oh, you know, we've seen a sell-off early in a lot of different commodities, and that 200-day moving average for various contracts at various commodities seems to be an attractive level that many of the commodities go into. Corn and soybeans reached that last week, trying to consolidate above it. We saw something similar in the cattle market as well. But then Friday's report, that allowed, you know, the trade say, well, there wasn't anything more bearish than what we feared in there, even though the numbers were more bearish than the printed estimates. And so the market kind of gave a sigh of relief, and we had a little bit of a short covering rally, but then we started selling again overnight because the trend is still weaker. But that 200-day moving average just kind of continues to hold things. And even though the corn market actually traded below it on Friday before reversing higher, we actually have a what's called a bearish reversal on the charts. We're just doing an inside day today. This market is just trying to assess what is the condition of the fundamentals. We know the margin for error is going to be very tight for corn and soybeans over the coming year, but the margin is still basically there. There's not really any reason to ration demand further with higher prices, but they don't want to break any further because that might bring more demand for supplies we don't have. So this is a market trying to reassess value as we go into harvest and get actual harvest results.
Looking over at livestock, I know we've had some news break about a JBS plant fire in Grand Island, Nebraska. Wondering how that could affect this cattle market. I know as we work through our day today, we have bounced off the lows in cattle and hogs. What's your thought on the livestock trade?
Yeah, as I look at that cattle market, I mentioned that it broke through the 200-day moving average this morning, and it's largely that JBS fire in Grand Island, Nebraska, that led to that sharp break, it looks like. And then we quickly tried to rebound, thinking, well, maybe they'll get it back up quicker. But as we've gone through the morning, we've been unable to sustain any type of strength, and so we're starting to work our way lower once again, taking some premium off here. And the market's simply not giving us anything to turn our direction. Basically, steady cash cow last week in that 123 to 124 area, needing to see that the strength for the product market's actually going to pass through to the cash market in order to reverse the current trend.
That's comments with Arlen Sudeman of Stone X coming up this afternoon. We'll talk with Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing as we recap Monday's trade. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Monday, September 13th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.